Hello, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk Diaspora Forum, a platform where we discuss issues affecting Zimbabweans in the diaspora. We are coming to you from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. I am Jonga Kandemiri. Today we are discussing the escalating Israel-Hamas war that has entered into its 50th day today. Before we delve into our topic, let's take a look at what happened elsewhere. In Zimbabwe, the main opposition Citizens Coalition for Change Party held an emergency meeting in Harare today to map the way forward after the recall of some of the party's members of parliament and the suspension of all National Assembly members for 2 weeks yesterday for trying to stop the ejection of some of the MPs from parliament. Party leader Nelson Chamisa told a press conference after the meeting that his party has resolved that all its deployees in parliament and councils disengage and that no business shall be conducted until the issue of legitimacy has been resolved. Chamisa says his party has written to SADC asking them to intervene in the Zimbabwean crisis.
I've gone across the country. The feedback I'm getting from the people of Zimbabwe, the citizens of Zimbabwe, is that they are generally agreed that the election was fundamentally flawed, that the election was bogus, that the election violated the constitution of Zimbabwe, that the election in the various provinces did not accord with the electoral laws of our country and did also not align with the guidelines, protocols of SADC, the African Union, and global standards. And because of that, they resolved and they've given me as the leader of the citizens the mandate to make sure that I use every platform locally, nationally and internationally to share this view by the citizens. And they have indicated that they do agree that there was some kind of an elected leadership, but it's an elected leadership out of a contested and disputed election. Therefore, whatever we have is a caretaker authority. A caretaker authority in central government, a caretaker authority in parliament. Yes, we won a number of seats. In fact, we swept in all the urban areas. But that doesn't make the election legitimate. Those MPs who are CCC MPs and now Zimbabwe MPs are simply caretaker MPs together with the ZANU-PF one in parliament. So we have a caretaker parliament. We have a caretaker local authorities. The mayors, the councillors, they are caretaker because it's a disputed election. Until a valid election is
out. That was CC leader Nelson Chamisa saying that the government in Zimbabwe is just a caretaker government, and to have that dispute resolved, they've approached SADC.
Citizens across the whole country are demanding an immediate resolution of the legitimacy crisis. But how are we going to resolve the legitimacy crisis? To lead, you need the mandate. The mandate comes from a vote. That mandate is disputed. And therefore, there has to be a political settlement, a political dialogue, immediately, to be able to deal with the issues of a disputed election. And it is in this spirit that, mandated by the citizens and by the Citizen National Assembly, we have written to SADC, the SADC Secretariat, and for the SADC chair and the heads of state, and we've communicated the same, to resolve the dispute and stalemate in Zimbabwe. We've copied ZANU-PF because, you know, it takes two to tango. We've also reached out to ZANU-PF in their various organs to say we have to resolve the issue of a disputed election. Because even if you go by the declared disputed election, it's almost a half-half or 50-50. Meaning to say that the sentiment in the country, in terms of the declared ZEC result, which is flawed, the sentiment is divided. You need the country to be in a conversation on the way forward around key reforms politically, economically, and of course, constitutional and legal. And even building bridges with the whole world. You can't build bridges with the whole world if there are no bridges among us yourself. So yes, isn't the MLA city Zanzas Yageza? We are one people as a country. Our duty is to unite the nation and make sure that we find each other as a people and find a common way forward to resolve the issues where we have a fundamental dispute.
That was CCC leader Nelson Chamisa speaking earlier in Harare. Back to our topic. There was more tension Wednesday on Israel's northern border as Hezbollah fired an anti-tank missile at an Israeli army post. Fighting between Israel and Hamas continued overnight and it spilled into Wednesday as Israel weighed its military options. Linda Gradstein reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
Hezbollah said an attack on Israel's northern border late Tuesday and early Wednesday was in response to the deaths of three of its members in Israeli strikes Monday, raising fears for Israeli forces of having to fight on two fronts. Meanwhile, the death toll in both Israel and the Gaza Strip increased as fighting continued there. Terrorism specialist Miri Eisen says Hamas gunmen could still be hiding inside Israel.
The systematic finding now of the terror nests that they built in and around, that's something that can go on for days. This is dangerous times. We're talking about a pre-planned full-scale massacre attack.
In Eisen's view, Israel must continue its attacks on Hamas until the group's military capability is destroyed. But she notes a ground invasion of Gaza would be complicated.
We need to get to the Hamas terror infrastructure, meaning they came in with thousands. They still have tens of thousands inside the Gaza Strip. You can only through a ground incursion really systematically get to these terror nests. Where are the terror nests? In the heart of the Gaza Strip, inside the neighborhoods, the refugee camps, the different buildings themselves.
By early Wednesday, Israel said it had carried out airstrikes on more than 2,600 targets in Gaza, fueling accusations of Israeli atrocities against Palestinian civilians.
Gaza right now is suffering from genocide. Israeli air forces are striking residential neighborhoods, killing up until this moment 1,000 Palestinian civilians. Almost half of them are children. At the same time, Israel is working on the international arena to convey a different story.
Many in Gaza warn of a growing humanitarian crisis. Israel has cut off electricity and water to the enclave, and the power plant there is due to stop supplying electricity on Wednesday. Hundreds of thousands of Palestinians have fled their homes, fearing Israeli attacks, and have been sheltering in schools and other facilities. Linda Gradstein, VOA News, Jerusalem.
United States Secretary of State Anton Blinken is heading to Israel and Jordan this week to show Washington's support for Israel's right to self-defense. The trip comes as the U.S. vows to work with nations to secure the release of all hostages held in Gaza. VOA State Department Bureau Chief Naik Chin has more.
Israel has declared control over the Gaza border while continuing its airstrikes on Hamas infrastructure in Gaza. This comes in the aftermath of unprecedented attacks by the Palestinian militant group and despite their threats to execute hostages. In Washington, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is heading to Israel to show solidarity. The top diplomat has spoken to foreign ministers from the region, as one of the diplomatic priorities is to prevent violence from spreading to other parts of the Middle East.
Secretary Blinken will be traveling to Israel in the coming days to engage our Israeli partners directly about the situation on the ground and how we can continue to best support them in their fight against the terrorists who launched these horrific attacks. Our support for Israel is unwavering.
U.S. officials have pledged American support in efforts to free hostages taken during the Hamas assault. U.S. citizens are among the captives.
There are a number of countries who have the ability to deliver messages to Hamas, and we have made clear to those countries that they should urge Hamas to release all hostages immediately.
While Israel indicated it does not want any pause in efforts to reach a normalization deal with Saudi Arabia, the recent Hamas attacks have complicated the diplomatic efforts for such a deal, according to analysts.
The current outbreak of war will likely set that back, including timelines back. It doesn't necessarily mean that normalization of ties will be over, but I think for now, the focus is going to be on various aspects of the war itself and aid to the Israelis.
The United States has said the pursuit of a diplomatic deal between Israel and Saudi Arabia could not replace a two-state solution to address the needs of the Palestinian people. And Hamas does not represent their legitimate aspirations for an independent state of Palestine. Nike Chin, VOA News, Washington.
Let's take a short break. Stay tuned.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
Welcome back to our show. For those that have just joined us, we are discussing the war between Israel and Palestinian groups, Hamas and Islamic Jihad, that has left over 2,200 people dead. Please note that we are streaming this discussion live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. Joining us now to discuss the issue is Frank Guni, a Zimbabwean based in Washington, and Professor Elliot Masocha, an economist and professor at DeVry University in Ohio, here in America. Welcome to the show, gentlemen.
Thank you, and good evening, Zimbabwe.
And Professor Masocha, can you hear us? Hello, Professor Masocha?
Yes, hello.
Okay, yes, I was yet to hear you. Welcome to our show. Thank you so much. Let me start with you, Mr. Guni. What do you have to say about this war, considering the humanitarian crisis that it has also brought in both countries?
Long ongoing conflict between Israel and the Palestinians. And I think it has brought world attention once more for this issue to be resolved. We have to look at the root cause of the issue, which is the state of Israel, which was imposed upon Palestinian lands. Then I think we have to go back to the drawing table, and the interlocutors have to be fair on both sides to ensure that there is equity in the discussions and ensure that Palestinians are guaranteed the right to exist and the right to have statehood. Over the past few years, the conflict between Palestine and the Israeli state has been swept under the rug. And I think this has brought back attention to the issue. However, I think any sane human being will have to unreservedly condemn the random violence and slaughtering of civilians on both sides of the conflict.
Thank you so much. Please do stay on the line. Let's hear from Professor Masocha. Professor Masocha, your take on the conflict between Hamas and Israel.
You know, this is a very long-standing conflict. Just because there were no attacks by Hamas, it doesn't mean the conflict was not going on for many years, because, you know, the solution after solution has been proposed by the international community. And Zimbabweans should remember that one of our former presidents, President Kenneth Banana, was one of the United Nations envoy to try to try and go and resolve that conflict. And the most solution that has been proposed is the two-state solution, you know, drawing borders. But we should never forget that that solution is viable only when Hamas, you know, come to the negotiating table, when Hamas accept that Israel must be where it is now. But Hamas does not at all recognize the existence of Israel. And that's where the problem is. There are moderate Palestinians who really accept the redrawing of borders and all sorts of things. But then Hamas is in between and they say, no, they don't want that, which means this conflict will keep on going until something is done to convince Hamas, either by force or diplomatically.
But Professor Masocha, Hamas knows that the war or the conflict is affecting ordinary Palestinians who are suffering. Like we've heard that Israel is threatening to cut off electricity and water supplies and even food supplies.
Well, I don't think they really care much about that, because, you know, they are extremists. They don't agree with anyone else. What they believe must be done is what they expect everybody to believe that. And when they attacked Israel, if they really had the heart and soul and sympathy of the civilians, they were not going to do that, because they should have expected retaliation, big retaliation with Israel after they have done that. So where is their concern of, you know, civilians when they go in another country and then they kill civilians? And then after that, when Israel goes back to retaliate, then they will cry foul and say, you're killing civilians. Of course, there's nothing to justify killing of civilians, whether you are retaliating or not. But they started it. And Israel has the right to defend itself in any way it can, like any other country. So I think Hamas needs to soften itself and see that there is no way they can go against the existence of Israel and come to the negotiating table and compromise on a two-state solution.
Mr. Guni, you said this conflict has brought the world's attention. Can we see the world taking action or acting to end this war before it escalates?
Well, it's going to be tough, and I don't... Oh, you're asking Mr. Guni.
No, you can go ahead, then I can still talk to Mr. Guni.
Yeah, it's going to be tough, but the world has never stopped taking action diplomatically behind the scenes. And right now, it's going to be very difficult for the world to be heard and understood by Hamas to call for a ceasefire, because at this point in time, I think they believe that they have nothing to lose anymore. They've already lost. So they will fight to the last man, and that's not good for the world at all, because that area, the Middle East, that's where much of the world's oil comes from. And it's going to affect the world's economy. And countries like Zimbabwe, I am sorry, things are going to be tough when petrol and diesel prices are going to go up and all the prices following the same.
Mr. Goni, who can you see between the two warring sides to maybe think of the casualties this war has brought and then a call for a ceasefire?
Well, what we know for sure is whether you think of it militarily or tactically, the Israelis has massively superior firepower and population-wise. Hamas is fixated in one small area in the Gaza Strip. And the state of Israel completely surrounds Hamas, except on the seaside, the small section with the border with Egypt. So, however you want to look at this, Hamas is outgunned and outnumbered, and they know this. But I think their main purpose for launching this attack was to revive attention towards the Palestinian question, which has been ignored over the past. We know that if we want to be fair, honest, and objective, the main and only interlocutor that can force Israel, the state of Israel, to go back to many, many resolutions that have been passed by the United Nations is the United States. There are many, many resolutions that include the two-state solution, that includes going back to the 1967 borders, which Israel says are indefensible. Many, many resolutions have been passed by the United Nations condemning Israel actions and telling Israel to go back to reasonable borders. But the only country that the Israel government is going to listen to is the United States. So until and unless the United States does change its position, nothing is going to change. We're going to continue to see more and more civilians being killed on both sides. But if we look at what just happened, the number of Israelis that have been killed so far can only be compared to the 1973 Yom Kippur wars between Israel and Arab states. So if you look at population-wise, I think the Israeli state, the state of Israel, has suffered much more than the Hamas at the present moment if you compare their population differences and the invincibility that Israel continues to project itself as a superpower in the region, so to speak. And being attacked this way by a small group of people clearly shows big vulnerabilities on the state of Israel, and that brings into question whether or not Israel is really the superpower that it projects itself to be, or it just simply depends on the United States.
Thank you so much, Mr. Gwinnie. Please do stay on the line. Let's now hear from Mufundisi Richard Moyo, who has just joined us. Mufundisi Moyo, welcome to our show.
Makadi yuko ligaini kukwasei baba wa kandimiri na baba wa masocha na baba wa guni nina huu iwombe iru kuru wadza hapa sirose ye Israeli ne wa Filistia wa rukuramba wa shirwi sana ya tiju kuona nuku uono zikitika kilishu singa fazi makora achira anu tenifunga utuondo za kafani ziza efana kubeza pera sasha itiki nyikayane luzivu nuku uona zikitika mukatimi pasi. Aso zvakamira zvakadaro chitarisa kusaidi revafiristia repalestine kuhondo yehamas ndo vanoratidza kuti ndo vakatanga womusindo vaisafanira kudero chero zvavo pane kumukirana kuri mavari vaifanira kusadero kuti tasaimuona kuti vanhu vasina mhosva vari kufa kuona zvivakwa zvekugazi zvatiri kuona zvichiputswa miimba dzemiririkidzwa vanhu vachemarawa nechembere nevakadzi nevana. Saka hondo dzakafanana nedzidzi dzinorwadza zvikuru tikarangarira mushoko raJehovha Mwari. Ihondo dzemakore nemakore dzevaFiristia nevaIsraeri nokuti hadzina kubvira zvino. Takakura dziriko tichingodziverenga nanhasi dziringeitika. Saka taisingatarisi zvingafanira kudero. Asi tinoimba kuti Mwari vachatungamirira pakati peIsraeri nePalestine vachataurirana vakava nokuwira nokuti ngori nhau iri kuramba ichingonetsa kubva kuWest Bank iya nokuchemera futi zveJerusalema rakaitwa iyaitwa capital city yeIsraeri. Saka tinongoshuvira kudai Mwari akatungamirira nekuti kuteuka kweropa hakuna kunaka nezviitika mukati menyika yeIsraeri pamwe chete nePalestine yacho. Dai vakangova vanhu kuti zvinokanganisa magariro evanhu vakawanda pasi pezuva nehondo dzakafanana nedzidzi makore achiri a2023 tichirangarira kwatakabva kure nakure nakuzotera vaFrank Gunu vachiti kuma1972 kwakambofa vanhu vakawanda futi. Saka vaifana kuva vanhu vanobatana zvatiri kungoona nyika vakafanana nekuona naAmerica. Takaona vaJoe Biden vachito Hamas yaito enemy nokuti ndovaderera vadenhawo. Ipapo vakadenhawo vakaresa nokuti ngangoti Israeri yakashata asi kuti kudenhawo hakusi raiti vaifanira vasina kudero masoji Hamas wakaresa zvikuru.
Thank you. Aiwa tinotenda mufundisi.
Ndingapindira
taurai professor.
Kuti vatereri vanatsokunzwisisa kuti inomba nyaya yekurwidzana yakabvira papi. Pane mareligion maviri zvitendero zviviri ndo zviri kurwisana apa. Takanatsotarisa vechimoslem vechikristu, bhaibheri rinopa nyika yeIsraeri nyika yanga iri iyo makare kare yamamoslem. Mamoslem haaverengi bhaibheri haana basa naro. Saka kuti vahwisise kuti Israeri yazova pairi papa, Hamas haizvihwisisi, haizvidi, haitenderi chitendero chedu isu vakristu kuti Mwari wenyu ndiMwari rudzinyi unopa vanhu nyika yavaridzi. Ndo pane nyaya ipapo panoda kuti panzwisisikwe kuti ko Mwari wakambozviita sei, wakazviitirei, ngaachizvipedza izvozvo. Vabhanana vomuZimbabwe vakamboti ngakunyorwe bhaibheri dzva risina izvozvo mukati, yanga iri imwe nzira yekupedza dambudziko iroro. Vamwewo vakati ngakunge kuchiroranwa pakati pamapalestine namajudha, pane vanotozvipromota izvozvo kuti pazenge pachizvarwa vana vasina divi ravakarerekera vanhu vogara vose. Saka pane masolution akawanda aripo, asi isu tinobvuma kuti solution ichavapo ndeipi kuchitendero mufundisi. Kunamata chete pasina zvatinoita kunogona kusatadza kupedza dambudziko iri.
Regai tinzwe kuna vaguni. Vaguni, pane nyika here dzataridza kuti dziri kutsigira mapoka maviri ari kurwisana?
Ndingade kuti nditange ndati ndiwedzere zvishoma pataurwa naProfesa Makucha kuti vanhu vanyatsokuisa nhoroondo iyi. Kuda kuti vanhu vazive kuti nyika yeIsraeri sezvaine nhasi inyika yakagadzirwa muna 1948. Britain neAmerica ndivo vakatora maIsraeri anga ari kunze kwenyika vakandovadzorera nzvimbo yanga ine maPalestina vakatagadzira nyika tayeIsraeri. Vakati ivo pachava nenhaurirano yekuti pave nenyika mbiri paine muganho kana kuti mabhodha anowiriranwa. Asi kwane hondo dzakazoitika yakanyanya kuita mukurumbira ndeyo mukipa yakaitika mugore ra1973 yakaita kuti pave nekurwisana kwenyika dzechitendero dzechimoslemu pamwe chete neIsraeri. Kwouya hondo ya1967 panova pakazotorwa nzvimbo huru yemaparastina neIsraeri. Saka maparastina ari kuti ivo kana tiri kutaurirana kuti ngatidzokerei kunotara miganho, ngatidzokerei kumiganho ya1967 pahondo yakapindirwa nanaEgypt nanaJordan. Israeri iri kuti aiwa isi tikapinda tikadzokera kumabhodha iwayo haasiri defensible, kureva kuti Israeri inenge ichiramba iri vulnerable, inogona kuatakwa anytime. Ndosaka Israeri iri kuramba. Saka tiri kuti Israeri nyika yainoteerera chete yeAmerica. Todzokera kubvunzo wamabvunza, kune dzimwe nyika dzekumascandinavian dzakasangana vana Sweden vana Denmark vari kutiwo ivo aiwa ngative vanhu vari fea vakutsigira.
Thank you so much, Mr. Guni. As you always know, we are still applying for extra time to have this show enjoyable time for viewers and listeners. But as of now, we say that brings us to the end of our show. We'd like to thank all our guests, Professor Elliot Masucha, Mr. Frank Guni, and Mufundisi Richard Moyo. Yes, this is Jonga Kandemiri saying let's meet again tomorrow.